Welcome to UAW Local 1050 Podcast. Brothers and sisters, this is your President Gabby. We are a week into negotiations. Typically, these negotiations start off on a slow side with going back and forth on proposals, each side explaining the proposals and why they feel they are necessary, gathering information on the proposals that are given to us, and making sure we're not letting anything get by that would be detrimental to our members. Would like to report that things are going smoothly and that the proposals up to this point weren't disappointing or concessionary, but I would be lying. We are not going to give our members false information or hope. This does not by any way mean that we can't come to a mutually acceptable agreement. On major proposals, we have only had one exchange. Before we can even begin to make counter proposals, we have to wait on information from our actuaries and other departments from an international level to help us fully understand what we're looking at. As we get near the end of this week, we should have everything we need to gear up and really start making some movement and separate what we feel is very important and focus on these issues. As we've always said, we are all in this together. We cannot in good conscience bargain a contract that will benefit some and leave the majority behind. We can't and we won't. There is absolutely no reason with this company's profitability that each and every one of us should not come out ahead on this. Again, because things can totally change from day to day, we can't point out specific sticking points, but we can tell you there are quite a few big ones that we are nowhere close to being happy with at this point. I want to make it clear that in any negotiations, no one comes out the door either asking or giving what we believe we will ultimately settle on. But we have a good starting point, and at each side is on totally different ends of the spectrum. The hope is to meet somewhere that is acceptable to both sides. In these negotiations, we have made it clear to the company that after all this membership has given in the past, and with the record profits they have made in that time, that the meeting in the middle to make both sides happy is no longer acceptable. This is absolutely a time for the members of this local to get back for all the times we had to give to help the company succeed. We have been hearing some things coming out of the plant, such as new hires are not eligible for benefits if there's a work stoppage. That is absolutely false. As soon as you sign your union dues checkoff card in your orientation on your first week with the union, you are covered and will be entitled to these benefits. We have been hearing that some supervisors or other management people are telling the green hats if they go out on strike, they will be fired or they'll make it hard on them. This is again false, and I encourage anyone who is being told these things to let one of your union officials know. We will need the name of the supervisor and your name just to make sure who made these statements to address it. Do not be afraid that if you come forward with this information that you will be fired or retaliated against. This is against the law and we will protect you. Any of you can call or text me with the information at any time, but you can reach out to any union official and they will get this information to us. We have no intention of bringing back something to this membership that we feel is not beneficial to the entire membership. We are all on the same page, and we will stand our ground. Keep the faith, and please be safe while at work. We can't stress that enough. Everyone has concerns and a lot on their minds. We will all get through this one way or another. Hopefully, it will be a peaceful way with no interruption to our day-to-day life and making a paycheck. But we will do whatever we have to, as long as we all stand together united. Stay tuned, and please don't think if you don't hear something right away that it's a bad thing. We just have to concentrate on what is in front of us, and we will update as much as possible. Thank you.